country he's part of, what politics he's in, and he writes about things that have a lot of political and socioeconomic impact. That's a wonderful standard, and if you are a writer or a reader, I suggest you read some Drucker and listen to our audiobooks on it, because he does have that purity of style, that lack of bias, that is so wonderful for the reader. You will note that we use narrators who are authors themselves. I've done a fair number of them, and so have others. In almost a similar way, the two editors of the anthology, Wilfred Campbell and Archibald Lampman, are the same. They're poets themselves, not critics. And when they write at the beginning, there's a hesitation and a clarity that you don't find with most professional critics. They lay out what they're going to do, they don't take sides, and they move forward to the poetry itself very quickly. Now, the Canadian government and society in general has done a lot to support the arts. And this is something, for the old time's sake, that I really think is worth supporting. The Canadian government and the literature community has done an excellent job at publishing newer poets. We here want to make it affordable for the older ones to be heard. A final note is a style we have at Simply, and that is